Okay, we'll still say on Inni of Chanukah. We know that we make three brachas on the first night of Chanukah. Sher kitchonu b'mitzvayis v'tzivanu lad near Chanukah. Sher also nisim l'amasein v'ayim v'ayim v'azman hazeh and shechiyonu. In the early days, you make two brachas. So that's the regular din. But we also have a din in the Gemara about a person that doesn't have his own lighting, that he's a roya, that he sees the other neighbors. So it says in the Gemara, if you're a roya, you can't say lahadlik, asher kitchanu mitzvah tzivanu lahadlik, because you're not lighting, but all the other ones you could say. The Hainu, on the first night, you can still say the shalsa nisim and the shachiyanu, and all the rest of the days, you can say the shalsa nisim. So the Shulchan Aruch brings this halacha down in Simin Tov Reish Ayin Vav. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch like three conditions. When it starts off the Simin, it says, if you haven't yet lit, condition number one. It's condition number two, you aren't planning to light later on tonight. For example, right, you're coming home from somewhere and it's very shaykh that you're going to see the neiris. Before, no, since you're planning to light when you go home, you don't do it. The third Tanai, only if they're not lighting, only if your wife is not lighting for you. For example, you're at a chasana, you're somewhere out of town, and your wife is lighting at home, the menorah, which is totally mutter, that's the din, your wife can light for you. You don't say it then. You don't do the birchas haroya, even though you're coming home, only arriving home tomorrow morning, in the morning, and you're away for the whole night, but since your wife is lighting, so you don't do the bracha. So it's like a special bracha of Birchas Haroya if you're really not going to have any hadlaka at all, not before, not later, not your wife, then you do the Birchas Haroya. Now that is the Shita of Shulchan Aruch, which is really the Rashba and the Ran say this, but not everyone agrees. The Magid Mishnah says that the Rambam argues, Magid, on the last condition, even though your wife is lighting for you, the Rambam holds that that's true, your wife is lighting for you, but you still, since you're not going to do it yourself, you should say the Birchas Haroya. The Gra says Rashi holds like the Rambam. It's a machlekes in the Rishayim. So the bottom line is it's a machlekes whether your wife patters you from the Birchas Haroya. So right on the side there you have the Bach. Right in the tour on the side, the Bach says it's a tema to me how anyone could argue with the Rambam. He says it's poshut that the Rambam svar is right. Why? Zok the Bach. On Chanukah, Chazal have two chiyuvim on every yid. He calls it chiyuva de mamoinai and chiyuva de gufay. They want you that your mamoinai should light, your menoyer with your candles should light. And that's one inyan. And there's also a second inyan, chiyuva de gufay, that you should thank Hashem with your mouth, that you should say nisim lavisenu, to thank Hashem for the nisim. Zok de Bach, when your wife is lighting for you, so how is it going to help me? Because it's still my mamoinai, it's still my menorah, it's my candles lighting. So memela, my wife did it for me, so it's considered that my mamon was moida, so I'm yotze half of my chiyuv. But as far as the chiyuv de gufay, to say with my mouth, shalso nisim laviseinu, every yid needs separately to say the hoidah with his own mouth. Just like if my wife says kiddush, I have to say kiddush. Okay, if I hear it, so it's shomei koine. But if I'm in this city, she's in that city, and she says kiddush here, it's not going to help me. If she's going to say halal, right, she's going to say halal in that city, I need to say halal in my city. So b'meila, the same thing, to say shalso nisim, every yid needs to say shalso nisim. So,
where do we get this that everybody has to say Matlak Nera Yishu Beisai? Matlak Nera Yishu Beisai. You're right to the mitzvah, Matlak Nishu Nera Beisai. Whether the mitzvah is bracha Ivilas Yasim, you make a bracha Ivilas Yasim. But even if you don't make a bracha, you're yates of the mitzvah.
Yeah, so you're right. As far as Lahadlik, the bracha of Lahadlik is a regular bracha because you got to do mitzvah. He's only talking about Shalsa Nisim. What's this shalsa nisim? What's out of that? That's a chiyuv to be moida to Hashem for the nisim. So he's saying that bracha is like a chiyuv ha'idah, and every yid has to say this chiyuv ha'idah. So Mamele, even if my wife is lighting at home and she said the Haida, very nice. But I have to say my Haida. So Mamele, I have to, wherever I am, if I see Avada, I should say the Shal Sinis.
So he would speak out by Ishpizna, Ishpizichne, right? He would say that is a Reb Zera or Rabat?
That what?
He said, I've Mishalta the Priti, but it doesn't say that he has to.
Say so Shal Sinis. Comes out according to him, he would say he does, or he has to listen, right? Either has to be Yotzi by Shmia.
I don't think it speaks it out.
Doesn't say Beferish, right? It should come out according to this. Right. He has, every Yid has to make a Hoida, you know, separately. So therefore, he says it's a Tema. How could anyone argue on this? This is Svara Brura and Avada. Every Yid should say Shal Sinis. The Magen Avraham brings him down. He brings this Bach down. And he says, true, it's a good, you know, fine. But I have arrived from Tosfos Keneged the Bach. And he just tells you the daf, you know, with the Dibur HaMaschil, and he expects you to figure it out. So what does the Tosfos say? Very interesting to Tosfos. Tosfos in Sukkah, daf memvav. Over there brings down the Din of Roya, that if you see, then you have to break these brachas. So Tosfos says, Kash of Im Toimer. Why only when you see the Chanukah menorah you make brachas? Why don't Chazal say if you see a lulav you should make some brachas? And then he says, how about seeing a sukkah? Maybe if you see somebody's sukkah you should make brachas. And then he says, how about if you see somebody's mezuzah? Why don't you make brachas? So Taisus ends up with chilukim. Taisus says no, because most people could get hold of their own lulav. They don't have to be soimich on just seeing somebody else's lulav. And you could even sit in somebody else's sukkah. But there are homeless people that really don't have a place for their menorah. So they're more worried. Chazal are more worried by Chanukah about the people who are the roya. But by the other ones, you don't have so many people in that kvutza of a roya. They all end up doing it lamaisa.
So by mezuzah, you have the same homeless people.
Oh, so Taisa says that, Kasha. Taisa says, then that teretz is still shver from the mezuzah. So he says, okay, I'll tell you another teretz. And then he says another, he Taka asks your Kasha, and he gives another teretz, and then he says a third teretz. That's the Taisa. So the question is, how does that Taisa relate to that Bach? Ma inyan shmita yitzhar sinai. So the Machzis Shekel explains it very clearly. He says like this. Let's chazer over again the Bach. The Bach is masber that the whole Inyan of Chanukah is like a double chiyuv on every Yid. He has to do, that was the whole Bach. Chiyuv de mamoinoi, chiyuv de gufoi. The chiyuv de mamoinoi is that his menorah should be lighting. And the chiyuv de gufoi is that with his mouth he should say Sha'asanis. And like you could split the chiyuvim, even if you have this mitzvah you did with your wife. But that mitzvah you do with your mouth. So there, you know, every yid has to do both of these mitzvahs. So now, according to the Bach's understanding, if I will go and ask the Bach, what is this idea that when you see the candles, you say Shal Sinis? What's pshat in that? So the Bach will have no problem explaining it to me. The Rabbah, probably the Bach got it even from there. Because why are you saying a bracha for looking at the neighbors? Because the Bach will tell you, since it's two chiyuvim on every yid, one is chiyuv de mamoinei and one is chiyuv de gufay. So if you can't do mamoinei because you don't have anywhere, you don't live anywhere, or you don't have anywhere to go tonight, so you can't do the mamoinei, but why shouldn't you do the gufay? So Memela, Chazal said, when you see the neiris, be moida to Hashem, thank Hashem. So it really comes out that the Bach would hold that the inyan of Aroya is not like a naya takana, really. It's maybe a gilui milsa in the old takana, but nothing more than that. There is a takana of Haida begufay, and that takana is now revealed over here that it's independent. Even if I don't have the mitzvah of mamoinai, but that's separate, I can still do the chiyuv of the gufay. So according to the Bach, the inyan of Shas Anisim is like really a united thing that everybody has the same chiyuv of the gufay, whether I'm doing the mamoinai also, so I'm lighting it and I'm saying hoida, whether I don't have my mamoinai because I don't have a minoya, but I still have the gufay. So now let me say, I would go over to the Bach, and I would say to the Bach, how come when you see I'll tell the Bach Tosfos Kasha, how come you don't say Shal Sinisim when you see a lulav, or when you see a sukkah like Tosfos asked? The Bach will look at me like you don't know what I'm asking.
Well,
Because, yeah, there's no two mitzvahs when I do a lulav, one thing, you shake a lulav. So memele, either you have it or you don't have it. When you see the neiris, you do say something, because every yid does two things. Every yid does a chiyuv de mamayna with the menorah, and he does a chiyuv de gufa with al shal zanisim. So memele, if I don't have the half, why should I do the other mitzvah? Mashenkin, by the lulav, there's only one mitzvah in the first place. So memele, the kasha would never start. So memele, that's what the Magen Avraham is saying. Tosfos is arguing on the Bach. Meaning, what is Tosfos looking? How is Tosfos looking at it? Tosfos is saying, I never heard of two chiyuvim. There's no two chiyuvim, the gufa, the mamayna. There's only one mitzvah and only one mitzvah. Talayda menayim. And nothing else. Now the two brachas, Tosfos looks at the two brachas as two brachas on lighting the menorah. You light the menorah, you have to say two brachas, lahadlik and shasanisim. So according to Tosfos' understanding, soon we're going to talk about it, it's interesting to Zach to make two brachas for a mitzvah. But for whatever reason we'll get to, Tosfos looks at it that there's two mitzvahs for lighting the menorah. So now, Tosfos, according to Tosfos' understanding, if you see a menorah, why are you making a bracha? You're not lighting, so why are you making a bracha? So Tosfos understood that there's a whole brand new takana, that Chazal felt bad for the people that don't have a shaychas to Chanukah because they have no menorah. So they said, fine, the aleph takana, the ikir takana is light your menorah. And you'll make your brachas, you make two brachas on the lighting. Bidi evid, that you couldn't do the real mitzvah. Level two, okay, second prize, you can do something else. You just look at it and say the brachas. So memela, Tosfos is saying a good shaylah. So Tosfos, how come they don't make a b'dievad matzav by all the mitzvahs? Every mitzvah should have a level one, level two. You should have level one, shake a lulav. Level two, you don't have a lulav, say a bracha. Same thing, level one, have a mezuzah. Level two, Tosfos is looking at it like it's two levels. So in other words, it comes out a whole different look at the inyan of Roya. The Bach looks at it like it's nothing new. It's the regular thing. Every yid has both, and they're separate. And even if you don't have that luck, you could still have the Re'iyah. But and you could still do the Hoidah Begufay. Mashenkin Tosfos looks at it that really you only have one thing, lighting with the brachas. If you can't do that mitzvah, so they made a secondary mitzvah of just saying the bracha on looking. So that's why it is asked the kasha. Is what's the Magen Avraham coming out with the halacha wise then? So Magen Avraham is coming out, this already the Machshek Shekel is Masber, that he's coming out like this, that according to Tosfos' understanding, if your wife is lighting for you, so you're on level one. You're doing the real way. You're lighting. If you're lighting, we don't have a b'di'evid for you. We don't give you a level two if you're holding on level one. So memela, the Shulchan Aruch holds like Tosfos. Shulchan Aruch, with the some Rishayim, the Rashi Ran, say that if your wife is lighting for you, you don't do a birchas aroya. Why? Because birchas aroya is for the b'di'evidnikers. It's for people who are stuck, who can't do the real mitzvah. So for them, we give them, okay, you can't light tonight. Okay, at least say a bracha on the thing. But if you lit tonight, you are yoytzi the real thing. So why should you do a birchas aroya? So b'meila Tosfos would hold like the Shulchan Aruch that if your wife lights, you don't do birchas aroya. And the other rishonim that say that if your wife is lighting for you, you should say a birchas aroya. The Bach already explained it very nicely. The Bach said because it's two separate chiyuvim. Your wife took care of the mamayne of the menorah half, but I have to take care of my chiyuv gufay to say a haidah with my mouth.
So if you forgot to say a shal zanisim, would that be a chiluk also?
Meaning,
according to the Bach, you can still say a shal zanisim if you forgot.
Excellent. Mamish going to say exact. The Prima Gadim says you're chiluk. Mamish. Mitzvah, I'll get there. Mamish says you're nafkamina. Al kopanim. That's what it says in the Machzor Shekel to explain the Magen Avraham. Okay. Now, let's go a little deeper into this over here. It turns out that Tosfos is looking at Chanukah as one mitzvah, of lighting a menorah, and the brachas are like two brachas on lighting the menorah. So the shaila is, excuse me.
The bach someone who is be'etzim is potter. He doesn't have a house, right? If you don't have a house, you're potter. So he wouldn't have an al nisim. He wouldn't have the other bracha either.
Which one?
He would have either bracha.
He should have chiv gufay. Because I mean, mistama, it makes sense. It's mistaver. But I mean, al zenem aroya. Al zenem aroya. Right on that, the Gemara is saying roya. He is yener homeless person, right? He's just a roya. Who's not even a roya, you mean? Yeah, so in economics, he's not a roya, so then it seems that you need to be at least a roya. But if not for that, then... Okay, so anyway, so that's how we're coming out, yeah? Clear, Tosfos holds is one mitzvah on Chanukah, light your menorah, with two brachas on lighting the menorah. The Bach looks at it, that there's two mitzvahs on Chanukah, there's a mitzvah of gufa of mamayna, the light the menorah, and another separate mitzvah of hoidah, of shalsanis. So let's now go a little deeper. What's pshat? Tosfos says that you make two brachas on lighting a menorah. Since when do we make two brachas before we do a mitzvah? So on this, Rav Kalevsky has in his Kuntres, and now they brought out lately, they have also from Rav Yerucha Milshin, they have a sefer on Chanukah. They both kivenu to the same idea, that there are two mitzvahs when you light your menorah, and therefore you have to do two brachas. One mitzvah is the mitzvah to thank, whatever, to light the menorah, to thank Hashem for the nes. And then there's another mitzvah of pirsume nes. Rav Yerucha Milshin brings that already. The Rugged Shavar says, "Mevur b'chama duchti the trei mitzvahs ika b'hadlokas haminoyra chodo hadloka v'tarti pirsum nisa." He has a Rambam. He says Rambam is mashma that way because the Rambam writes, "Madlikin neiros b'pischei habatim legalois ula hoidia al hanes." And then the Rambam ends up, the halacha says, V'hadlokas haner b'chanaka mitzvah medivrei sofer. So he understood it that like the Rambam is saying, firstly, it's to be mefarsim the nes, and also it's a mitzvah even without. Okay. They want to say there's two mitzvahs, so you have to make two brachas for each mitzvah. And what's the pshat in the Bach? That the Bach says that it's a chiyuv hoidah separate. So why are we doing it davka when we see the candles? Why are we doing it davka when we look at the candles? Why don't we just say the hoidah after achveis in shul? Why do we say shal sanisim davka when we're looking at the candles? This chiyuva de gufay. If the Bach is separating it so much that he's saying one is the lighting, one is so say it any time. So on that, Rav Kalevsky brings from the Abu Draham. That the Abu Draham says that we know that there's an inyan to say shal osa lines. When a person comes to a place where he had a nes, you have that mishnah and brachas. Like if you come to where the Kriyas Yamsuf happened, or you come to the place where Lot's wife, and so you know all the different brachas that it says for. So you say shalsali nes b'mokum hazeh. So the Abu Draham says also when you see the candles of the menorah, it's like shalsali nes b'mokum hazeh. It's not really the same mokum, but see, what's the whole idea? When you go to the place of the Yamsuf, it's not splitting today, but it reminds you of the nes. So it's the same idea. When you see the neiris, you also say the bracha of shalsali nesim. So that's why the hidah has to be when you see the neiris. I will mention that one time I mentioned this thing of Rav Kalevsky and Rav Menachem Weil asked the shaila that l'chayra, according to this, it should come out that you should say the bracha after you lit the candle so you can see him, and then you can say the shal sanisim. So the roya is very geshmak. So he looks at the neiris, and then he says it. But if you go like this Abu Draham, so then every Jew, when he's doing the thing at home, he should do the lighting the candles, and then he should say shal sanisim. And the Ramah says beferish that you got to do the shal sanisim before. So Rav Ulshin writes, he found one Rishon that says Taka to do it that way, the Meiri. But he was mashmit that the Miri writes that it's yes shayimrim and he doesn't agree. But the Halkafanim, even the Miri didn't agree at the end to it. It's very schwer to make that an ikker shita because nobody holds that way, Lamaisa. Lamaisa, nobody holds that way. So, l'chayr, it's a shtickel hora on Abu Draham. So I had...
What's the mistake of Bracha? They didn't want to make a difference of Las Yosan. Still you're making the Bracha on the mitzvah of Hadlaka. So just like one Bracha is over Las Yosan.
You mean since one, so they wanted to like put it together or something?
But in Echrami, but Harai...
Even though Taka is two different in Yon.
But Harai is that if you see it in Echrami afterwards and you didn't like, that's when you make a Bracha.
Okay, but what is the answer, Lamaisa, to the question? Why doesn't every Jew say the Ashras Sunisim afterwards? Because Agav of the other Bracha. I hear. Okay, it's, you know.
Time of Hadlaka. So all brachas are over last
year, so that's making sense. I hear. Okay. Maybe. It's a list a little interesting because the chayef, the idea, it doesn't fit in with the... You're already doing it a little, you're saying. Maybe you're doing it already. Okay, I wanted to say two added things. One is a very good thing to note. Rabbeinu David, one of the Rishonim in Psachim, Chidush Rabbeinu David on Psachim. He talks about making brachas over Las Yosef. So he says, how about like when you see things? Like you see the Amagorol, you make a bracha. When you see all the different things that you see, should you make it over Las Yosef? So he says, no, it's sagi if you don't. You don't have to mutchazach. He says, because it's ain't a bedin that you're going to have to go be'ainayim semuyois the whole time until you're going to walk, and then you're going to make the bracha, then you can open your eyes and see the thing. It's too shver. So we let you say it even before. You can look at it and then say the bracha. So it's a pele, right? L'chayra, what's he butchering, Rabbeinu David? The bracha belongs after. What is he making a whole like case out of it? No, what can you do? It's too shver. The bracha is that I saw Hashem's wonder, so I make a bracha. It's not like eating or a mitzvah that there's Eivah Lasiyasin. So I understood from him that it seems clear that he learned that every bracha should really be Eivah Lasiyasin. It's not only for a mitzvah. And what would be that concept? The idea would be because after, like it happened, it's like too late because it's like happened already. In order for the bracha to like go on it, it has to be like before. Before is considered like it's connected to it. Once it already happened, it's like my dehava hava. So Mamele, he holds that even on thanking Hashem for a wonder of the Amagoda, like once he saw it, it's already he saw it. It's like already after the ma'aseh.
Maybe he holds that the bracha is the mitzvah.
But we're not even talking about a mitzvah. We're talking.
There is a mitzvah. Being mited to Hashem for seeing the flies habayre is a mitzvah.
Okay. Oh, what? So you mean? So you're saying a bracha is a mitzvah?
So
to say it's a bracha is a mitzvah, that's already too shvei. Say,
in other words, I don't mean it's not a birchas mitzvah, but there's a mitzvah aspect to it. So
you should do it before you're actually like being mishabeach, like it's a hakdama for the shevach. You mean it's a hakdama.
The shevach is the mitzvah. So you get to the mitzvah before you do the mitzvah.
Right.
Al Kopanim, whatever, I don't know if I have the right Hesber, I have the wrong Hesber.
You make the bracha tikriya. That's also, but that's also the right maisa. It's at the time, you can't just wait and say, okay, now I'll decide to do it. It has to be at the time that you see it. So it's not so much as a matter of before.
It's like really, the Yushalmi says, the Yushalmi's nusach is that the Yushalmi doesn't use the word oiver last yasa. Yerushalmi says, Bish'as Asiyasa. Really, you should make the bracha like Tzazam. But you can't. It's Yevshal Tzamtzim. So the best that we can do to make it together is like before is considered like together. But like after isn't considered together. Okay, either that's Hezber, it doesn't matter. Whatever the Hezber is, Rabbeinu David said something, whether whatever the Hesber is, he said that even on a Shevach, really the bracha should be before. Just that we don't want to make it so shver for you, so we say that, okay, Sagi if you do it after also. So according to him, it comes out that you could say Shalso Nisim before, why not? Here it's very easy. There's nothing shver about it. So you'll think HaKadosh Baruch Hu before the thing that you, just like you would really say, according to Rabbeinu David, it seems like for sure you could say Shalso Sayam Gadol and then look at it. He's just saying you could do it after, but you could do it before also. So it's not any worse than over there. Then that's one way I wanted to answer. How come you could say Shalso Nisim before you light it? Because really, by any person,
it's a little bit worse because over there the alternative is simultaneous. Here it's before.
Okay, but in other words, Rabbi Nadav is mashma that you could say the bracha on, let's say, the Yamagodol before. He says, "Do you have to do Iver Lasiyosan by Yamagodol?" He says, "Sagi if you don't." But it's like it's mashma, like he's saying, really, you could do it. You could do Iver Lasiyosan. Okay, that was one thing. And another answer I had was, the She'iltos changes it a little bit from the Avudraham. My answer is Lefi the She'iltos. Not She'iltos says you're supposed to thank Hashem either biduchta denisa or biyoyma denisa. You have to thank Hashem when you come to the Mokam Hazeh, when you come to the place of an ace, and you have to thank Hashem when you come to the day of an ace. Zok the Shiltas, the Duchta case is the case of you seeing the Yamsuf. The Yoima case is Chanukah. Zok there, really the idea is since it's the Yoima that an ace happened, the Chazal want you to thank Hashem. But they already said do it, not just Tam any time of the day, when you're being Isaac already. When you're already being involved in the Menorah, that would be the time that you should do it. But really, the ikur of the Hoidah is not because of seeing the candles. That's where it goes different than Avudraham. Avudraham is making it mamish like a duchta thing. Because you're in the place. You're like in the makkah.
So if you're not a roa, why can't you say it then?
So, but I don't know what he really holds. You know, the Sharat Tzion brings that there's a Me'iri that b'di'evit, if you don't even see it, just say it even if you don't see it. So it might be the Shiltas agrees with that. Or maybe it's ma'akiv, this condition, the Shiltas writes. They really want you to do b'yoyim. Stank Hashem b'yoyim. But they already said, don't do it just tam b'yoyim. Do it when you're being Isaac in the neighbors. So according to the Shiltas, for sure I understand why it could be before. Because it's not pshat that you're doing it because you're seeing the candles. It's you're doing because it's Hanukkah now. And it should be when you're Isaac in the neighbor. So after you're Isaac, you're not being Isaac. So do it while you're still being Isaac. So you do it before.
Why an Eber doesn't make Shas and Isaac? Would you ever have a Havamina that an Eber doesn't make Shas and Isaac?
You're saying Akasha on the Avudraham, you mean?
Yeah.
It's good like the Shiltas, you mean, right? Or just saying, like the Avudraham, that it's Sha'asali Neis B'mokam Hazeh, it should come out that if he's an Iver, he shouldn't be able to say the bracha. I hear.
Like the Pashas of the Gemara, there's a problem. It says a riot.
Okay, but he's really light. How about the person who's really light, but he's an Iver? So if you go with the Avudraham, the whole idea is because he's like sees the Neiris, but he didn't see the Neiris. I hear. According to Shiltas, it's good because it's just because of the Yoima. I hear. Good.
Why do you say a bracha every day? Isn't the bracha of Shasoli made like within 30 days?
No, I know. Even if you come back 25, like now, if I go to Yamsuf today, I have to make Shas and Lava Sein and
Nes. If you go again tomorrow, you don't have to.
Oh, why is it 8 times, you mean?
Yeah.
Why do you say 8 of them? I guess that's probably because it's considered, you know, every day, it's two, you know, every day is a bigger name. And so for the nace of today, I guess. Yeah. Okay, so fine. So Bekitzer, we got down to the Yesoid over here, how we're trying to explain it. Taisus learns you make two brachas on the Hadlaka because, one, that's what they want to tie in it. There's two mitzvahs going on over here. And the Bach is saying it's a Hidasa Gufa. How come you're doing it while you're lighting the candles? Either Avudraham's reason, because it's like B'mokam Hazeh, or like the Shiltas' reason, it's out Yoima, but they said already do it when you're being Isaac in the names.
Like you can make a Shechel, or you don't have a Kais, you make a Shechel and a Bashuk.
Right, so that's Mamish what it said. The Sharatzin, right, Mamish says that the Meiri says that B'diavad, you could do that on Hanukkah too.
But that part that Rav Kolevsky says and then all the other,
yeah,
that there's two mitzvahs.
Yes.
There's a mitzvah of presuming and mitzvah of the mit, right?
Right.
Taisvis, again, like the Maxis of Shekel, that Taisvis.
Right, doesn't hold.
Taisvis can't hold of that.
Why?
Because he wouldn't have asked that kasha.
You're saying good. You're saying the chayit still won't fit with Taisvis.
It won't
fit with Taisvis. Because if there's two mitzvahs,
so
then how are you asking again from all those other ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're saying very good. The Hezbollah, he's saying it still doesn't fit into Taisvis. It still doesn't fit into Taisvis. 1 minute. 1 minute. No, wait a minute. It's okay. Because Taisvis is talking about the Roya. And the Roya isn't doing any mitzvahs. It's okay still. Taisvis has the Roya.
Okay.
It's still okay. Yeah, okay. Fine. So now, this whole thing that all these svarim are trying to explain, all explain the she'asa nisim machlekes. That Tosfos is looking at she'asa nisim as a bracha on lighting, and the Bach is looking at the she'asa nisim as a hoidas gufay, as a hoidafi. But the problem is that they're really arguing about another bracha too. They're arguing about shechiyanu as well. Because the din is a roye does two brachas on the first night. He does she'asa nisim and he does shechiyanu. And the machlokes Bach and Tosfos goes on shechiyanu just as much. When your wife did it for you, the Bach learns that I have to do both. I have to do she'asa nisim and shechiyanu. And the Tosfos says you do not she'asa nisim and not shechiyanu. So you give me a whole pshat in the machlokes about she'asa nisim. What's pshat in the machlokes of shechiyanu? They're not telling me pshat machlekes shechiyon. So here I want to tell you a moyer dika pshat that really shechiyonu is not a brand new machlekes. But I'll tell you the akdama. Akdama happened this year, mamish, the exact case that I wanted to happen lemaisa. A person the first night lit the Hanukkah candles and he forgot shechiyonu. He did shlahadlik, he did she'asa nisim, and he forgot shechiyonu. He already lit the candle. Okay, he didn't really know what to do, so he just decided by himself that he's saying shechiyanu. Afterwards, he thought he could do it. Then he went and asked the Shaila if it was right. So, some people said, of course it was right. It's a beferish of Mishnah Brura. Mishnah Brura, Tof Reish Ayin Vav, Sif Katan Dal. Mi Shehidlik Neirois V'shochach Levorich. Yeah, he was in even a worse matzav. He forgot every single bracha. He lit the whole candles and he didn't make any brachas. I've got to tell you how this could happen. Sounds pretty interesting. But what could happen is that the person talked out after the brachas, which is the same thing as no brachas. You know, he made a hefsik, right? And error. So whatever, he forgot to make a bracha. So Zok the Mishnah Berurah, he lost the lahavlik. It's too late. You lit already. He says, if you're still in the middle, you could still do it because you still have more candles. But if you're done, you lost the hadlik. But the she'asa nisim and the shechiyanu, for sure he could do it. Why? He brings it on the bottom. It's from Rabbi Kiva Eger. Because you're a roya. Why shouldn't you be a roya yourself? You're seeing your own candles. Even when you're a roya, you say she'asa nisim and shechiyanu. So some people said, no. So there you have it. The din is that the she'asa nisim and the shechiyanu can be done after you already did it because you're a roya. However, they failed to look two sifkatans earlier in the Mishnah Berurah, where the Mishnah Berurah says the exact case that the person remembered the brachas but he forgot shechiyanu. Says the Mishnah Berurah, im nizkar achar hadloka. If he remembers after he lit the candle, oh yeah, I forgot shechiyanu, too late, wait till tomorrow. When you do tomorrow, when you light tomorrow, say shechiyanu tomorrow. So I've asked this for years to people. How do these two Mishnah Berurah, that one comes from Shuas Yankov. He writes, look in Shuas Yankov, it comes from Shuas Yankov. How do these two Mishnah Berurahs go together? They're two sifkatans apart from one another. Here he's saying that if you remember after the hadlaka, then it's too late. You have to wait till tomorrow. Two sifkatans later, he forgot all the brachas. What, chayt and isker? If you got all the brachas, okay, you could say, then you could say it tonight. But if you just forgot... Oh, mamash, exactly. Very good. So every... So already I saw svarim, doichik terutzim, whatever. The correct teretz is that you see from the Mishnah Brura, you can't make shechiyonu in a vacuum. You can only say shechiyonu if at least you're doing some mitzvah of thanking Hashem. So you can say shechiyonu because you're doing something. So if you forgot the shechiyonu and the shasa nisim, so you're saying shechiyonu because you're saying shasa nisim. But if you're not doing anything, there's no such thing. I mean, we don't go like that shita yechidah that you can say shechiyonu on the shuk and Chanukah. It's a shita, but we don't say mechan that. We only say shechiyonu if we're also saying shasa nisim. So really, the person made a mistake. That's the bottom line. Really, he was supposed to wait for tomorrow and say shechiyonu tomorrow. Okay, b'diavad, I spoke to a few rabbanim, they said, b'diavad, you don't tell them to do it over. But l'chatchila, really, if a person just forgot shechiyonu, then he can't do shechiyonu by itself. He has to wait till tomorrow when he's going to light. But if he's saying shasa nisim, then the shechiyonu could go on the shasa nisim. Ezoi bazoi is miyushiv. The question that I asked before, I was asking, why is the Bach with Tosis arguing about the Shechiyonu? We had a very beautiful pshat on the Shasa Nisim Machlekes, but what's the Shechiyonu Machlekes? The Teretz says there is no second Machlekes. It's just a Dover de Memel. According to the Bach, since you have a chiyuv of the Gufa, my wife lit, fine, but I have a chiyuv of the Gufa to say Shasa Nisim, is Dover Memel I also say Shechiyonu? Because I'm saying Shechiyonu for the Shasa Nisim. According to the Taisvis, that my wife took care of the whole thing. There's only one mitzvah, right? And since I got the Aleph Madriga, so I'm no more Aroya. So there's no Shasanism for me. Memela, if there's no Shasanism, there's no Shechiyon. It's not a new Machlekes. It's one and the same Machlekes. It's just automatically a continuation of the same Machlekes. Fine. So this is the first nakuda in what I'm trying to say. Now we'll go to the next nakuda, which we already heard that you're mechavin to the Prima Godim. The Prima Godim says there's another nafkamina between the Bach, you know, Udime, against Taisus Udime. The nafkamina is the person, we just said the case, but he says, we mentioned the case. A person did the hadlaka, and then 5 minutes later he wakes up, oh yeah, I forgot to make brachas. Can he be a roya? Can he say, I want to make brachas because I'm a roya?
Why isn't it just it's just like you
lit
a candle?
Well, he did a l'shem mitzvah though. I'm saying, if you do any mitzvah and you don't do a bracha, you're yaitzeh. If you do Kriyas Megillah and you don't make a bracha, you're yaitzeh. You do a halulah, so here too. If a person did, Chanukah, it's good. So now, he woke up, oh yeah, I forgot the brachas. Should he say brachas? Why? Because he wants a tiny, he's a roi. Zok the Prima got him. If you go like the Bach, that every yid has two separate chiyuvim, chiyuvah de mamoyne and chiyuvah de gufay, the person's 100% right. He did the chiyuvah de mamoyne, but now he should go and do the chiyuvah de gufay. Let him say the brachas. But if you're going to, according to Taisvis, Taisvis said that anyone who's on the Alf Madrega, that he really did the Hadlaka Mamish, he doesn't have a roya. We don't do roya for him. So according to Taisvis, the din would be that it's too late. No more brachas for you. Because you can't turn into a roya because you were the Aleph Madriga. And meaning, halacha lamaisa, the Prima Godin would tell me, what is a halacha if I did forget the brachas? That's it. We not like the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah argues on
the second day. That same halacha we talked about. Why should the chora on day two? He should make a shechiyanu.
Well, I think.
Yotze,
yeah. Okay, but shechiyanu is done for any like mitzvah in the world.
As long as it's
mitzvah. Right. As long as so he should still be able to do it. Else that.
But he made a darga aleph. That's what.
True. He did do darga aleph. So he can't be a roya. But tomorrow he's doing a mitzvah on Darga Aleph, and why shouldn't say Shachianu? You know,
because he did the mitzvah already.
But if I do a mitzvah to
he did the mitzvah on Darga Aleph the first time.
Okay,
first
so why does that ruin my Shachianu though?
Because he was a Shachianu, he did the mitzvah. Already.
Yeah, okay, but that we know the din is that it says in Shulchan Aruch that if a guy didn't do Shachianu the first day, he can say Shachianu the second day. Because it's like, or whatever, it's still new. It's still considered new, whatever it is. It's right. We don't say it's like old. Fine. So anyways, that's what the Prima Gaudim says. So obviously, we don't pass against Prima Gaudim because we just brought the Mishnah Berurah B'Shem Rabbi Kivager that if you forgot to say the brachas, you are a right. So what does Rabbi Kivager really say? So Rabbi Kivager says like this. He says, I hold that if somebody forgot the brachas, even Taisvis will make me a roi. Even Taisvis will make me a roi. Why? Because Rabbi Kivager says that he like argues on this point that if you're Darga Aleph Yid, then they won't do it for you. They won't put you on Darga Beis. Rabbi Kivager says, Loi plug. Once they already made Darga Beis, any Jew can become a Darga Beis. You can be both. They already made it. They made a klal that you can do Darga Aleph and you can do Darga Beis. It doesn't make a difference if you are a real reason why they started this whole thing off. They taka really did taka start off out the Rachmanis for the people who don't have a Darga Aleph. So the homeless people have to go to Darga Beis, so they made for them a Roya. But now that they made it, they didn't like say, only if you are a Roya. No, that's it. Now every Jew could be a Roya. Even if you're Darga Aleph, you could also be Darga Beis. So Rabbi Kivager says, aye. So then why, when my wife lit for me, why shouldn't I be a Roya? Why shouldn't I be Rabbi Shlomo? According to the Primik Godin, they said that anyone who's on Darga Aleph can no longer do Darga Beis. So since I'm Darga Aleph because my wife did it for me, I can no longer be Darga Beis. But I, Rabbi Kivager, am saying that even if you're on Darga Aleph, you can still hop around to be also Darga Beis. So even if my wife lit for me, so it's fine. So I'm Darga Aleph. But let me also hop around Darga Beis and do the Roya. Says Rabbi Kivager, the problem over there is something else. The problem there is my wife said the brachas for me. So not only did she do the candles for me, she also did the brachas for me. So too late. She did the brachas for me. So I can't, that's why I cannot say Birchas Aroye, because I have brachas already.
But if you forgot it, he would.
Oh, so it comes out of Nafkamina between Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Prima Gaudim. What if, now in his days they didn't have telephones, so what, but now we have the Nafkamina. Your wife lit for you, but she forgot to make the brachas. So she calls up, what should I do, right? I lit the candles, but I forgot the brachas. Oh, shkoyach, according to Rabbi Kivager, now I can make the brachas. But according to the Prima Gaudim, I can't. Because according to the Prima Gaudim, the word is not that she made the brachas. The word is because since I'm on Darga Aleph, so I got a hadlaka, there's no roya for me. So it doesn't matter what she did. Right, so that comes out in new nafkamina between Rabbi Kivager and the Prima Gaudim. What is the nekuda of ishtay madlekas? According to the Prima Gaudim, the word is the hadlok attack. Since she was madlik, so I'm a darga aleph. So then I can't be a roya. I can't make the brachas. Rabbi Kivager says you can be a roya even if you are on darga aleph. The reason is because your wife said the brachas, so I have the brachas. So the question is. Double fault. First of all, Havonis Rabbi Kivager. What does it mean that I have the brachas because my wife did the brachas? Since when is brachas transferable from wife to husband? It doesn't work on any other bracha. So what's the Havon? That's one question. And how do you understand it that the wife's bracha is like my bracha? How does that work? And another question is the Lashon in the Rishonim sounds keneged Rabbi Kivager because the Lashon of the Rishonim, the source of this din, when they write the din, they write azoy. If ishtoy madlekes alav, there's no roya for me. the loy matzinu yoytze min hamitzvah v'choizer u'mevorich alecha. That's the lashon the Rishonim say. Doesn't it sound more like a Pima Gadim? You can't be yoytze the mitzvah and then go make another bracha. I would think like Rabbi Kiveger, the lashon should have been loy matzinu mevorich v'choizer u'mevorich. Loy matzinu mi sheyesh loy bracha v'choizer u'mevorich. But being that the Rishonim wrote It sounds more like maybe the Prima Godim, that if you already were yaitze the mitzvah mamish, you can't make brachas anymore. It's only for people who didn't do the mitzvah. But and also, what's the havana? How do you understand this? So I wanted to say a mahalach in Rabbi Kiveger to explain it like this. I liked it very much, but lemaisa, I don't know if I could say it. But this, I wanted to say azay. We already said that Tosfos' shita is you make two brachas on the lighting because it's two mitzvahs. Lighting is two mitzvahs, it's lighting and pesu mitzvah. This pshat bothered me always. I never heard of such a thing that because you're getting two assays, so you make two brachas. Every time you measure how many assays you're doing, and per the number of assays, that's the number of brachas. Let's say...
spoke in between.
Well, okay, but here, you didn't speak in between, right? I'm saying here, you lit a menorah, so you're...
The nafka mina would be if you spoke in between.
No. Between the nafka mina of well, according to what they're saying, that are you talking about the two brachas because of the two mitzvahs? Or... I'm talking now about when they're saying, since when you light, it's two mitzvahs, you're doing hadlokas avnoira and pesuminisa, that's why two brachas. One bracha for lighting,
so
one...
If spoken between, would be a half second,
two... Oh yeah, they would hold the chayyah that they're both brachas of mitzvahs, you can't talk, right? You have to, they both go on the mitzvah right, and if you talk them after...
Should it's two separate mitzvahs.
But you do them, you light it, that maise is both. You get two for doing one thing. So every time you do, you get some Rishonim say that mitzvah l'min yomi or mitzvah l'min shvui is like two mitzvahs from two psukim. So then you say two brachas, or I mean, whatever it is, let's say, there's so many mitzvahs that I can think of that like when you're doing them, you're doing two mitzvahs, tefillin shaliyah and tefillin sharosh. According to some Rishonim, it's two of the tayag mitzvahs. And yet some Rishonim say, right, Svar, Beis Yosef, one bracha. You don't go, how many assays it says in the Torah that, Echveis, Tcheles and Lovan. According to some Rishonim, it's two mitzvahs. We say, Tcheles and Amakavas, Lovan, Lovan, or, you know, and so on and so on. You usually go by, if you're doing one maaseh, you make one bracha. It doesn't matter how many assays you're being mekayim. So I wanted to offer a different reason why you have two brachas on lighting. A new reason, a different time for two brachas. Because it's famous, it says in the Gemara, that on Chanukah, kavum yom tovim b'halol v'hoida. Right? So halol is very easy. What's halol? Halol. What's hoida? Zokt Rashi, alanis. The Rambam argues on Rashi, because in the Rambam, in Ilchus Chanukah, it doesn't bring down to say alanis. But the Rambam does say that you light the candles lahoidus. The Rambam holds hoidaya means lighting the candles. Lighting the candles is hoidaya. So imkain yesh leimer azasvar that the chachamim wanted you to show that you're thinking. If you're just gonna say a bracha shakit shanu b'mitzvayisav tzivanu lahadlik. So the pshat is, that shows that you're doing it. You got to do it. You have to remember. But the Chachamim wanted it to be a hoidaya. They wanted it to be that you're thinking. So they said a special bracha before. Say, with your mouth, thank you Hashem for giving me nisim. So then it will make the hadlaka into a thank you. Yeah, similar to like, you know, what the Ritva writes, that what's the whole concept of saying brachas over last yasan? To show that what you are doing. That's what the Ritva says. Why do you make the bracha before? Because the point of the bracha is to show what you're doing. You want to say, I'm not just picking up the lulav of Azoi. Hashem told me, Asher kidshanu b'mitzvoisa v'tzivanu. Oh, now I said what I'm doing. Now I do it. It makes what I'm doing into what a real mitzvah is supposed to be. So over here, there's a special nekuda that Chachamim want. That you shouldn't just do it like a tzivui. You know, I have to do it, so I'm doing it. They want you to do it to think. So Mimela, they had a special bracha, thank you. And now when you do it, it makes the... So Im Kain, I wanted to say that that's how Rabbi Kveger is saying, I have my wife's bracha. Because pshat is, I have my wife's hadlaka. I have my wife's hadlaka because it's my minoyer. That's my hadlaka. My wife's hadlaka is my hadlaka. This bracha is like koiveya that those candles are saying hoida. So if I have the hadlaka, I have the bracha. Because it's like really attached. It's one thing. The pshat is, by having the hadlaka, I have the bracha. Because the bracha is saying that the candles are a hoida. So they're like mekusher. So that way, it's like different than stam bracha. It's a bracha which is like mamash mekusher with the neirs themselves. So maybe that could be where Rabbi Kveger holds that if my wife said the bracha, it's like I have her bracha through the candles. But my problem was, very good, I have my wife's shalos hanisim. But how do I have my wife's shachianu?
It's a package.
Oh, but that's what, according to what we said, you taka really don't have your wife's shachianu. You taka don't. I really only have my wife's shalos hanisim. But if I have my wife's shalos hanisim, I cannot say shachianu. So it's still true, the din. The din is still chai v'kayim. The din is that if my wife lit for me, says Rabbi Kveger, since my wife said shalos hanisim, I have it. Once I have it, so then automatically I won't be able to say Shachianu because since I have her Shalsanizim, I'm not saying Shalsanizim. I don't say Shalsanizim, I can't say Shachianu.
So it's the next
thing? Oh, beautiful. That's exactly the thing. So I wanted to come out, La Halacha, according to Rabbi Kveger, that if my wife did Shachianu and Shalsanizim and did the whole business at home for me on the first day, tomorrow, when I come home, I could still say Shachianu. Because Rabbi Kveger never meant that I have my wife Shachianu. I can't get her Shachianu. I can only get her Shalsanisim. But I can't get her Shachianu. Why didn't I say Shachianu yesterday? It's a practical problem. Because if I'm not doing Shalsanisim, but tomorrow I should be able to say Shachianu. So this would be all very, very nice. The only problem is that it says in the Magen Avraham Beferish that I hold, he says, it's his own din. He says, I hold that according to Tosfos, if your wife said for you Shachianu and Shalos Hanisim on the first day, then that's it. Tomorrow you come home, no Shachianu for you. So you see that as geshmak as it is, it doesn't seem to be La Mita Shel Torah, because the Magen Avraham doesn't say so. So the Magen Avraham is somehow saying that my wife's Shachianu comes over to me. I do not understand it. I do not understand because what bothers me miyuchad, the way that bothers me the most is because Shechianu is not a Chanukah halacha. Shechianu is a general halacha. Any Jew who does a mitzvah that comes from time to time needs to say Shechianu. So ma gora, tomorrow I come home, I'm doing a mitzvah that comes from time to time. So, why can't I say Shachianu? See, because my wife said already. So, what? Bishlama on Chanukah in Yonim, I understand I could hear a new like Vart, since there's this Ishtai Kagufai and it's a Chiyuv of Beisai and all. So, okay, somehow, whatever she does counts for me. But that's all on things that Chazal made for Chanukah. So, you could say it goes with Ner Ishu Beisai, fine. The Chazal mesaken Shechianu for Chanukah? The Chazal make something of Shechianu? Shechianu, I would have thought, is because loy gar from a chveisa, lintiel's lula, from anything in the world. So why did the Shechianu get new rules of Ishtai Kegufai on the Shechianu? I don't know how to answer the Magen Avraham.
Is the Shechianu
Shekhar on a mitzvah, is that totally on, does it go with the mitzvah? Like, it's Shekhar on the mitzvah. So if it's on the mitzvah, it was on that Shekhar Yonah that she said was on your mitzvah.
Okay, so then it's like, I get it.
Yeah,
I get the Shekhyanu.
If you got the mitzvah, why aren't you saying Shekhyanu?
In other words, you had your mitzvah was there already. There was a Shekhyanu on your mitzvah. You didn't make the Shekhyanu, but there was a Shekhyanu on your mitzvah already.
So that's the way it works. If the Shekhyanu was on the mitzvah, so it's like
not on day two, it's not new because you already did it on
yeah,
day
but
one.
But the din is that if I lit to day one without Shekhyanu, I do say Shekhyanu on day two.
Because in that situation you were missing, you didn't make the bracha in that case. Yeah.
But it's but obviously it must be new. If it's not new, I can't do it. You're saying somehow, okay, once it's Shekhyanu on the mitzvah, then you don't say it anymore. I hear. Okay, that's what it comes out. I just want to be messiah with one divar his oirus for a minute. My father said on Beisham, I poiches v'hoilich. Every day they're poiches v'hoilich. So it's interesting. That's how you do a Yom Tov. Every day you go shvacher. So my father said, the pshat is moshel maldav adoyme, a person who only has 8 days to live. So every day it gets a day less, he gets starker. He gets starker. Only mamish is my last day. So today is Zois Chanukah. We should chop it around. It's a Yom Tov, a Halol v'Hoidah, to have good kavono when we thank the Rebbeinu Shel Olam by Moedim and by Halol. That's the last day of Chanukah to really be Moedim with the ganze Koichas.
So why don't we have a bracha on to say Shvi Shal Pesach, Ruch Hatov Hashem, Bimach Moron Shosu Neis, Avosel Bayom Hazeh.
I see. Well, maybe because really the seventh day of Pesach like isn't made for that. It's because it's Pesach. You know what I mean?
But the Mice of the Neis happened on that
true,
day.
True, but you always need something. Like, you need either the place, it has to be like a reminder, you know what I mean? If nothing special that's happening because of it, we don't do it. Like, either you gotta see the place, or if the day was made for the nace, so the day reminds me. But if it's like, you know.
Okay.
You mean, and it's already for the whole, including the absent file.
Maybe holding
a